good evening. Happy June. Welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, in honor of last week's Memorial Day, my playlist features operatic soldiers and sailors. Rousing scenes such as the chorus of soldiers from Gounod's Faust. And we'll have scenes by Berlioz, Wagner, Prokofiev, and Britten. You'll just need boots and bell bottoms, so gear up, hoist the mainsail, and fall in to the Opera Box. The philosopher Dr. Faust and his guide Mephistopheles encounter soldiers marching and singing of the glories of victory and war. From Faust by Charles Gounod. And we heard André Clitin conducting the Paris National Opera Orchestra and Chorus. And here we are coming up 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You are in the Opera Box with your host Ron Nadell here on KGNU. And I've got a playlist of operatic soldiers and sailors as part of a little bit late in honoring our Memorial Day from last Monday. Whether in comedy or drama, war or peacetime, they are usually a noisy group in colorful scenes. And the bawdy soldiers in Goethe's Faust also inspired Hector Berlioz in his own version that he called The Damnation of Faust. And in that opera, on their journey to discover the universe's secrets, Faust and Mephistopheles follow a group of soldiers as they encounter a group of students who are also marching on the road to town. The soldiers sing of the similarities between capturing a town and seducing women. And the students think of drinking and making love. And Berlioz tellingly intertwines their choruses musically to illustrate their common message. Life is short and unpredictable. Live it up while you can.
Yeah.
Soldiers and students marching along a highway occupy themselves with thoughts of battle and women, from Berlioz's Damnation of Faust. In that recording, we heard Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, and you could just hear the tenor Nikolai Gedda as Faust singing over the loud chorus. Well, it's almost 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of soldiers and sailors in opera. Carousing is comic relief in peacetime, but in Britten's opera Billy Budd, based on Melville's short novel, it is the time of the Napoleonic War and quite serious. And in the scene you're about to hear, the crew of the British man of war, the Indomitable, are restless for battle. Suddenly, the four topmen sights a fully rigged French frigate 3 to 4 miles off and calls out, "Deck ahoy! Enemy sail on starboard bow!" Captain Veer, the tenor, gives orders, "Man the braces, down all sheets! Sight the long 18s!" Drums beat the command to quarters. This is the moment they've been waiting for. It's a thrilling scene with great commotion, but the breeze is weak, and the Indomitable is barely gaining on the Frenchie. Excitement builds to a climax, and they try one long shot, but it's short by half a mile. The breeze dies, and to make things worse, a bank of mist obscures the French ship. They must give up the chase, and Britten's music communicates the crew's disappointment and frustration.
Beat to quarter! some for the fancy ship. Sing out your name, we serve.
Our men
I'll go. One more,
let's go forward.
Mr. Redburn, sight the long 18s, we'll try a shot.
Stand by for peace.
Stand by for peace.
give orders to dismiss.
Abandon chains, all hands down,
down and watch! Down and watch!
The crew of the British warship, the Indomitable, is frustrated when efforts to attack a French ship are fruitless. From Britain's maritime opera, Billy Budd. In that recording, we heard the tenor Peter Peers as Captain Vere. Benjamin Britten himself conducted the London Symphony Orchestra and the Ambrosian Chorus. Well, it's about 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel here at KGNU. And I've got a playlist of soldiers and sailors in opera. And be sure to stay with me for a Classic Monday. I'm going to have the 27th installment in my series on the symphony. And tonight's chapter, Alan Havanas. That's at 8 p.m. right here at KGNU. Well, while Britten's opera is a realistic portrayal of life on a British man of war, Wagner's opera, The Flying Dutchman, is a supernatural tale of a captain and his ghost crew, damned for eternity to sail the oceans, only allowed to stop for one day every 7 years. Well, in this scene from Act 3, the crew of a Norwegian ship is anchored in a cove alongside a dark, seemingly uninhabited ship with blood-red sails. It's the Flying Dutchman. Girls bring food and drink to the Norwegians, and they all sing and carouse loudly. Then they call to the crew of the dark ship, "Come drink with us!" But it is gloomily silent. They dance drunkenly and laugh, calling out louder and louder to the seemingly uninhabited ship. Abruptly, the waters around the dark ship begin to surge and the sails billow, although everywhere else it is calm. Awakened, the invisible crew of the Flying Dutchman sings a terrifying chanty. They don't fear storms or wreckage. The devil has promised to protect them. Well, laughing at first, the Norwegians now become terrified, crossing themselves as they run below.
Thank you. Oh!
The spooky shanty of the Flying Dutchman's ghost crew terrorizes the crew of a Norwegian ship. From Act 3 of Richard Wagner's The Flying Dutchman. And in that recording, we heard Franz Konvichny conducting the German opera Berlin Orchestra and Chorus. Well, it's about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box here on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel. And when I come back, we're going to listen to some of the music from War and Peace by Sergei Prokofiev.
KGNU celebrates 40 years of independent community radio with a movie night at Alamo Drafthouse Sloan's Lake in Denver. Join us on June 30th at 8 p.m. for a special screening of Pirate Radio, starring the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. The film will be preceded by the screening of a short documentary about KGNU, and all proceeds from the screening will benefit the station. Tickets for this special movie event for KGNU can be found at kgnu.org or drafthouse.com/Denver. We'll see you at Alamo Drafthouse on June 30th for Pirate Radio.
Join us for the epic Young Lions Reggae Revival Concert, featuring Protégé, the Indignation Band, Kabaka Pyramid, celebrating four decades of reggae bloodlines on KGNU Community Radio. It's all going down on Thursday, June 28th, 2018 at Cervantes. For tickets, go to kgnu.org. Celebrating KGNU's 40th anniversary of reggae bloodlines and community radio here along the Front Range.
Well, for our final operatic regiment, we're going to hear from Prokofiev's operatic treatment of Tolstoy's War and Peace, about Russia's war of 1812 with Napoleon. The opera is divided into two sections, Peace and War, and I've selected two war scenes. In the first scene, the Russians have retreated to Borodino, west of Moscow. The militia of soldiers and peasants are fortifying that town to prevent Napoleon's approaching army from reaching Moscow. Their spirits are high because General Kutuzov, who's the base, has replaced the failed General Barclay. Later, Kutuzov arrives and is amazed at the will of the soldiers and civilian militia. His army is then reinforced with a horde of Cossacks. The soldiers and people rally themselves as Napoleon's army approaches. And then in the final scene, soldiers and the people of Moscow rejoice at the defeat of Napoleon and his retreating army. From War and Peace by Sergei Prokofiev.
Thank you. да мы всем народом навалимся.
Навалимся.
Одно слово – Москва.
Скажите, как найти мне светлейшего?
Я сам к нему балкон
сп... Эй, навалимся, детки!
Балконской. Очень рад познакомиться. Подполковник Денисов, более известный под именем Васькин.
Вы к светлейшему по делу?
Я составил план кампании. Моя система партизанская. Линия французов слишком растянута. Дайте мне 500 человек. С ними я подниму крестьян. И честное слово Василия Денисова. Я разорву сообщение Наполеона. Не разрушится ли, не развеется ли, не снесется ли прахом с лица земли все то, что повстречается на широком пути урагана, направленного прямо в тыл неприятеля. Дайте мне 500 человек, только 500 человек.
500 нас будет не 500, а тысячи и тысячи. Верно говорю, мужики.
Тысячи, тысячи.
Yeah.
офицерский полк!
И с такими молодцами отступать!
Полковского полк!
Славным егерям ура!
Ура!
Пригласите князя Болконского!
Лейб-гвардии Измайловский полк!
Славной гвардии ура!
Ура!
О, здравствуй, князь, здравствуй, голубчик! Я тебя вызвал, чтобы...
Ура!
Молодцы казаки! Тебя вызвал, чтобы оставить при себе.
Благодарю вашу светлость, но я боюсь, что больше не гожусь для штабов.
Жалею, ты был бы мне нужен.
А главное, я привык к полку. Полюбил людей, и они меня полюбили, кажется.
Жалею, но ты прав, советчиков всегда много. Эх, советчики, советчики. Не такие бы полки были, если б все советчики служили там, в полках, как ты. Иди с Богом своей дорогой. Твоя дорога, дорога чести. Ну, прощай, голубчик, терпение и время. Вот мои воины, богатыри, а французы будут, верь моему слову, будут у меня лошадиное мясо жрать.
Thank you.
Вот оно.
The victorious people, soldiers, and Cossacks in Russia celebrate the defeat of Napoleon and his army from Prokofiev's opera War and Peace. And in that recording, we heard Alexei Krivchenya bass as General Kutuzov. Alexander Melik Pashayev conducted the orchestra and chorus of the Bolshoi Theater. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadel. I want to thank you for joining me this evening for my program commemorating Memorial Day, which was last Monday. And please stay with me for a Classic Monday and my next installment featuring the symphony. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU and the Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back again, and we are celebrating KGNU's 40 years of making waves. Four local artists will be there to represent the history and vibes of the station for our 40 years on the air. Artists include Reverb in the Verse, The Get Along, Pythian Whispers, and our very own DJ Deep Rock Dave's group Council of Word will perform. DJ Joel Davis will be spinning the house music all night as well. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. at Lion's Lair. See you there.
Thank you.
Well, good evening. Happy June. Welcome to a classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel, with part 27 of my series of programs tracing the development of the symphony from its Baroque origins in the Concerto Grosso of the 1600s to today. Tonight's segment continues our survey of American symphonists with the music by Alan Hovhaness. His music does not fit into any American styles or schools or trends, as shown by his Symphony No. 53, Star Dawn. So strap yourself in and join me on our continuing journey through the symphony. Alan Hovhaness was born Alan Chakmajin in Somerville, Massachusetts, to Armenian and Scottish parents. He lived from 1911 to 2000 and was one of our most prolific composers, writing more than 400 pieces, including more than 60 symphonies. His family moved to Arlington, Massachusetts, while he was still very young, because as Armenians, they experienced intolerance and discrimination. He was drawn to music even as an infant, and he was 4 years old when he wrote his first composition, which was a kind of oratorio in the Italian style. His parents worried that music would not provide him with a financial future. So when he got older, he decided to go into astronomy. But his parents soon supported his devotion to music and paid for piano lessons. His love of astronomy never left, and several of his works have astronomical titles. He attended the New England Conservatory of Music and distinguished himself, receiving the Conservatory Samuel Endicott Prize for composition when he was 21 years old. One of his earliest influences was the music of Finnish composer Jan Sibelius, whom he met in the mid-1930s, and they became lifelong friends and corresponded for the next 20 years. He also became greatly influenced by the music of India, after attending a dance music concert featuring Uday Shankar, the older brother of Ravi. Now, these influences were then combined with his newfound Armenian identity after becoming organist in the Armenian church in Waterton, Massachusetts. He changed his name to Hovhaness in honor of his grandfather. In 1942, he received a scholarship to attend a master class at Tanglewood, but an incident there caused Hovhaness to destroy several of his earliest works. While a recording of his first symphony was being played there, several prominent composers in attendance behaved rudely and dismissively. Instead of listening to Hovhaness' symphony, Aaron Copland, for example, was carrying on loud conversations. And at the end of the recording, Leonard Bernstein went up to the piano and played a few bars of the music and called it cheap ghetto music.